Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney with your hosts, Aljon Goh and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming up Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Aljon Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.
Like that?
Me?
Yeah?
Yeah, it's happy.
Awesome. I love it too. Sunday night, and you know what that means. It's another edition of the Disney List, and we're coming to you late. That's alright. Late is fine. Not with that. Anyway, we have a big announcement coming up regarding the future of the show. Coming up in just a little bit. Before we do that, Kristen, we've got a bunch of news. We've got some perks coming back to Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort that we're going to talk about, as well as some awesome news. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
And you've got more details regarding everybody's favorite quasi-Disney dining plan, but it's not really, right?
No, but it does have to do with dining.
Okay. So we're going to save all that for some time after this message. Disney List Podcast, of course, brought to you by good friends at Shure. Check them out. They offer awesome microphones for you cats and kittens out there. The Shure MV7 podcast microphone that we use here has been awesome to use and create content. It's a dynamic mic with both USB and XLR outputs for use with computers and professional interfaces, so you can connect via USB and explore all kinds of great setup features, including auto level mode included with the Shure Plus Motif app, so just download it. Your voice will sound amazing. Check it out. More details in our show notes there for the Shure microphone, the MV7 podcast microphone kit at Shure.com. Also check out Gator Framework Studio with stands, accessories for podcasters, content creators, music, lighting, and AV equipment. Check them out at GatorFrameworks.com. Also a shout out to our affiliate links over there at Amazon. Show notes for that, as well as Kingdom Strollers. If you're looking to check out some awesome strollers, check out our friends at Kingdom Strollers. You don't have to take your stroller with you, that big bulky thing. Let's go ahead and get one that's nice and clean and delivered to your hotel. I love that. It's so convenient.
Yes, it
check is. Out Kingdom Strollers and our affiliate link in our show notes.
Production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
What imagination, huh?
Are you guys ready?
Are you ready?
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Disney List. The Disney List. Disney fans Kristen Hetzel and Aljon Goh bring you top 10 lists from the Disney parks, films, Star Wars, Marvel, news, travel tips, and more. Now prepare yourself for the Disney List.
Ooh.
What's up? It's Al John Go, longtime Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, and pop culture fan here with yet another edition of the Disney List, joined by
Kristen. I am Disney foodie, park enthusiast, and travel expert.
Very, very nice. Welcome to the show, everybody. We've got awesome, awesome news coming up, as well as some travel deal news. And then we have, some perks coming back to the Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resorts that's going to take up primarily most of this show. We've got TED headline news documents, some news that you can use that we're going to talk about. And I'd like to remind everybody to check out our show archive there at the Disney List. We are on Anchor. We're on Spotify, as well as iHeartRadio. Of course, Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. So, I guess before we get into the news, why don't we just talk about what we're going to talk about? I thought we were going to talk about it later.
We can talk about it later.
You want to talk about it later?
We can.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, there you go. Kristen's saying it. It's news time. Here are your top 10 headlines for this week. Kristen, Disney Company is named Matt Parker to be named the chairman.
You mean Mark Parker?
That's what I said, Mark Parker.
I thought you said Matt Parker.
No, no.
Oh, it sounded Mark like it.
Parker.
Okay.
Mark Parker to be named the chairman of the Walt Disney Company. He's been the director since 2016 and a chief executive chairman over at Nike, and will succeed Susan Arnold as independent chairman following the annual meeting of shareholders. So there you have it. Parker, a 7-year member of the Disney board and executive chairman of Nike Inc., will succeed Susan E. Arnold, who will not stand for re-election pursuant to the 15-year term that Disney's board tenure has as a policy. The board will have a reduced number, bringing it to 11. So here's a little quote, Mark. Parker is an incredibly well-respected leader who, over 7 years at Disney, director, helped the company effectively navigate through a time of unprecedented change, Ms. Arnold said. Quote, during his 4 decades at Nike, Mark has led one of the world's most recognized consumer brands through various market evolutions and a successful CEO transition. He's uniquely positioned to chair the Disney board during this period of transformation. Mark's vision, incredible depth and experience, and wise counsel have been invaluable to Disney, and I look forward to continuing working with him in his new role along with our other directors as we chart the future course for this company, said Robert A. Iger, the CEO of the Walt Disney Company. So I actually spoke to Dave Bossert about this move as we recorded our podcast. Oh my.
All the cats are here.
All the cats are here just crawling around the studio desk. So anyway, he said that this is not the first time Mark Parker has taken over as chair. He really, I guess, adds value. People know that when he joins the board of directors for investors, that the stock will start climbing up. You know, he's got an impeccable, what's the word I'm looking for? He has a reputation of turning things around.
Interesting.
So we'll see how that works out. So here's some big news. If you've missed it, Walt Disney World is making some changes, bringing more value and flexibility to your visits. And it's not just Walt Disney World. There are some changes coming to the Disneyland Resort. I think it's important that we talk about them a little bit. So number one, Kristen, in our Disney List / news show for this week, what are we talking about here?
This one I am so happy to see. And it is that at the Disney Resort hotels, you will go back to complimentary self-parking and staying there.
All right. So there you have it. Complimentary self-parking. So I like it. I hate every time I go to Orlando, And we rent hotels, what have you. There's always like resort fees and fees on top of fees and parking fees tacked on top of fees. And it's just horrible. Absolutely hate that. I feel like I'm being nickel and dimed all the time. So bringing back complimentary self-parking is great. Another perk for staying at the Walt Disney World Resort.
Yes.
All right. And how about this? This is for us because this relates to pass holders.
Yes. Walt Disney World annual pass holders will now be no longer required to have a park reservation for visits after 2 o'clock.
Okay. So over the course of the past year, with this whole situation regarding park reservations, especially for pass holders and no park hopper. Well, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for?
Park hop till 2.
You can't park hop till 2. So now this is going to be good because it's relaxed.
A little bit.
Park reservations now, except for Saturdays and Sundays at Magic Kingdom. All right, they're still going to have that. I think they're kind of rolling this out slowly to see how it works. But then you also have blockout dates will still apply, yada, yada, yada. So, and there you have it. And of course, pass holders will also receive access to Disney PhotoPass lenses and one complimentary Cinderella Castle Mural of Memories experience, which is cool because we talked about the Cinderella Mural of Memories. It's kind of like what they did over at Epcot. At the obelisks that were, share memory or save memory? What do they call that thing where you and I got our picture taken during the centennial year or whatever it was into the year 2000.
You know what? If you hadn't asked me, I would have been able to tell you. Leave a legacy.
Leave a legacy. That's it. Thank you. I'm losing my credit. Hey, it's late here. Okay. Give me a break.
So, the legacy has now left.
Yeah. Actually, the legacy is still, where do they put the Leave a Legacy now over at Epcot?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's in like the side of some wall or something. So anyway, that's really cool. So you can get to be part of this mural of memories. I'm hoping we get to go back some relatively soon because, we just want to be part of that. I think it would be great to take the app and leave your quote unquote picture there with the castle. All right. Last but not least, Kristen, speaking of photos.
Yes. The attraction photo downloads will now be included with Disney Genie Plus service.
Okay. Well, there you have it. So there you have attraction photos are taken while in the parks at more than a dozen of the most popular attractions, including Space Mountain, Slinky Dog, Test Track, Expedition Everest, and et cetera, et cetera.
Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror.
Rock and Roller Coaster.
So there you go. It's a great way to celebrate your time there at the parks, which is great. And I love, as a lot of you may know, from years and years and years of talking about it on the show, PhotoPass are friends of ours. We typically get our memory maker and we just get as many pictures as we can. I think that's one of the things that as you experience the parks and you go through life, especially now, it's so convenient to kind of capture these moments that are really important. Because then you look back on it with your kids or you look back on it and you'll remember those moments. And I like to go through and occasionally I'll go through the phone and check pictures out and be like, hey, Chris, remember this? Oh, isn't this cute? Isn't this great? Like, anyway, I love it. So I love it. Additional photo downloads with Genie Plus service, relaxed park hopper for annual pass holders, which is nice, and then complimentary self-parking when you stay at a Disney World hotel. I love that. But wait, there's more. Let's talk about Disneyland. Speaking of park hopper,
you can switch between parks earlier than you could. It is now beginning at 11 a.m. starting on February 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
That's great. And the next great thing about Disneyland, even more opportunities to visit with a $104 park ticket And there you go. Disneyland Resort reservation calendar will offer nearly 2 months worth of $104 park ticket dates throughout this year, which means additional opportunities to enjoy one day, one park ticket price at its lowest it's been. And there you have it. So you can check out all the good times there. And last but not least, well, actually, there's a couple of things. All right. So this also includes Disney PhotoPass, Kristen.
Yes. Complimentary Disney PhotoPass digital attraction photos that you can take home as a souvenir now.
And over there at Disneyland, you can check it out over at Space Mountain, Radiator Springs Racers, and a few more.
And this is going to be starting February 4th, and it's going to continue through the Disney 100 celebration.
Can't believe it. It's great. Cannot wait for the Disney 100 celebration to finally kick off. That'll be awesome. Jonathan in the chat says, I appreciate Disney trying to build back up some value. Little wins. 100%, yes. My friend. 100%. It's the little things that make a difference. And even this little stuff doesn't really cost them a whole lot. Well, maybe the parking, but doesn't really cost them a whole lot. But it's a way for them to earn back the trust of the consumers there. And then more opportunities to join the Magic Key program over there at Disneyland as well, which is their annual pass holder program.
Yes.
Which they basically had stopped for the most part through a better part of last year. They basically said, here's your window. Go ahead and do it. And then we're not offering it anymore. So there you have it. They're going to be able to purchase a 3-day weekday ticket valid through May 25th and enjoy this new year. What this new year has in store here for the 100th. And then be on the lookout for more details in upcoming shows. So more value. I like value. Another thing that is going on is the farts. The farts are back.
It is the Epcot International Festival of the Arts taking place now through February 20th.
It's filled with juvenile humor. I can't help myself.
I didn't say anything about it. And one of the most exciting things is that infamous popcorn bucket Figment has returned.
Right before the show, you actually checked out eBay, yeah. Right? Did you check out eBay? How much are they selling those popcorn buckets now?
Some of them are still, people are still trying to sell them for more than $100. But there's some that are like $35, $50, $75. That seems to be where the majority of them are falling. Some of them are even going to ship you the popcorn that comes with it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, if it's a rainbow popcorn
that is sealed up
in a plastic bag, then yeah, I could see that happening, you know? It should be pretty cool. But yeah, the infamous Figment popcorn bucket is back, but it's got a brand new lanyard strap around it that celebrates the Epcot 40th. Let's see here. What else is going on for the Festival of the Arts, you may ask? Well, they've got Disney on Broadway that takes place 3 times daily throughout the festival at American Gardens Theater. So be sure to check that out because there are tons and tons of Broadway singers from the Disney productions over the years that are going to be showcased there. So if you love the Broadway concert series, please, that's definitely a must-have, must-see show. Kristen, what else we got there?
You have the Culinary Arts. And that's more than 15 unique food studios throughout the park.
I like it. I like it a lot. And then, not to be outdone, you've got Figment's Inspiration Station over there, which joins an array of vibrant, playful food and beverage items that ignites the guests' imaginations, of course. And they also have the Modern, which invites guests to explore an avant-garde menu that promises to inspire and delight. We actually went over a lot of this during the Dining at Disney podcast week. So check out Thursday's drop, or I should say Wednesday's drop, and Monday's drop, which will be today as we record this.
The other thing is they're going to have the wonderful walk of colorful cuisine. Mm. So select items you'll see it under that.
I like that. And of course, it is called the Festival of the Arts for this reason. There are over 100 Disney and visiting artists that will be partaking in this event, right? Tons of them will be there with photography and art and showcasing all of the great stuff that they do. Just high art, Disney Artist Gallery. It's a Wonderground Gallery, chock full of characters. On display. So Paint by Numbers mural, which you're going to be able to go over there and paint yourself, which is very neat. I kind of dig that. And guests will, of course, learn to draw in the Animation Academy that they're going to also have there on site as well. So there's a bunch of really cool stuff to get. And of course, since the artists are going to be there, that means that you'll be able to take home some amazing Disney art for yourself and get them maybe to sign it or sign books or whatever the case is, you know, for the Art of Disney. So it's really neat. I really enjoy the Festival of the Arts every single year. Not as much as the Food and Wine Festival, but also still very good.
I wish it lasted longer than a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not really sure why they didn't just extend it a little bit, but it could be
the talent side of things. Shorten maybe a little bit of Flower and Garden.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they do like Flower and Garden, that's for sure. But anyway, let me know in the chat or over social media if you have visited or you plan on visiting for the Festival of the Arts and how much you love it, because we definitely love it here at the show. And speaking of the Festival of the Arts, Kristen, photo ops are going to be happening around Epcot as well. If you've got the Disney Photo Pass service.
And I like that you can have the one that has the Figment on the ground. The Figment.
The magic shot.
Yeah.
Exactly. Another one that I really like is a Tiny World magic shot over there at Festival of the Arts over there by the big ball, if you will.
So
shot
crazy
by
looking.
The main entrance. I really dig those photos. It's kind of like a little kaleidoscope fisheye lens there with the Spaceship Earth there in the background. And it looks stunning. Get it during the day and also get it at night because you get two different experiences there with those photos. And they're brilliant looking. I think they look amazing, don't you?
They're very cool.
And then there's also this one where you can step into a frame or a work of art, classic art. Don't you dig this?
That is so crazy.
It's crazy, right? Well, you and I did it before. They have these murals where they have frames and you get to step in it. And it's just really cool. There's one of Washington, which is awesome. President Washington. Just there you go. Just keep that in mind. It's cool. And then you also have the
paintbrush prop and magic shop.
You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of the people that used to do the Disney Channel bumpers where they used to sign the little Mickey head with the wand. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, the little.
The Disney Channel, yeah. And then you also have the Pixel Stick. And this is where the Pixel Stick is in the background and it waves all these different colors, rainbow colors. And you're in the background, so you have to stay still, and this whole thing kind of...
And this one's a nighttime one.
Oh, it's really cool. It's available over there at the Creature Shop. So if you're out there, get these very unique photo ops there for Disney Photo Pass service. Definitely. Well, it's another great time of year for me, because being Chinese-Filipino, I love the Lunar New Year celebrations, and you and me and your Dining at Disney podcast hosts, Kat and Bubba, kind of delve into this past week with the Lunar New Year Guide 2023, because they have special food that is being served at the parks around all the Disney parks around the globe. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
Yeah. And I love the fact that it's Chinese, Korean, and Vietnamese cultures and flavors. So it is the year of the cat.
If you're for Vietnamese, but year of the rabbit for the Chinese calendar.
That's right. Year of the.
So is it the same? Like, would it be if you were born in the same year? Would those be the same, or is the calendar different? I would assume it's the same. So, like, if you are year of the rabbit, you are also year of the cat.
Yeah. If you're looking at the Vietnamese calendar, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just making sure.
Yes.
So I get to be a rabbit and a cat.
There you go. I love that. All right. So as you break down all of this cool, the cool eats there at Dining at Disney Podcast, which by the way, you all should be subscribed to out there. Do you have a particular favorite that you have over there? Disneyland or Disney World? Because there's tons of great stuff there.
Well, there's a lot of cool stuff that they're doing in the international parks. Because they've got the stuff for Hong Kong there.
And it's available now through February 12th. So if you're going to get out there, over there at Disneyland, this is what you need to do. Get it right
as well as Shanghai. But I think one of the things that I'm going to have to go with is the Disney Stella Lou train popcorn bucket. It is the cutest little thing. I still want one.
Yeah. And there's a Donald Duck tumbler as well, which is also equally as cute. Now, but remind me, where is this being?
Shanghai. It's
in Shanghai. So you have to be in Shanghai to get those, unfortunately. But we know Kat, Source of Radio correspondent / Dining at Disney co-host, she loves the fact that the Mickey pretzel with the hot dogs in there, which is, what is it, the brioche Mickey style?
Yeah, even though she can't eat it.
Hot dog bun is there. It's sesame seeds and scallions. And look, it looks amazing. Like, you think to yourself, pretzel and hot dog, really? And I think, well, why not? Every time you go into Auntie Anne's over there in the mall, they have pretzels and hot dogs. Why wouldn't this be any different? It's cool.
Yeah.
It's like pigs in a blanket, y'all. Super yummy.
They have some interesting beers in over there too, because they've got Brewery X Green Tea Rice Lager, which I think sounds interesting. There's also the Stereo Brewing Company Gingerine. It's a ginger wheat ale with tangerine, honey, and lemon juice.
Nice.
Also, the Three Weavers Brewing Company Moon Rabbit Golden Stout with vanilla and Vietnamese cinnamon.
Mm.
Those all sound really good. And these are the ones you can get over in Disney California Adventure.
Well, there you go. I love it. I think the drinks are definitely something you want to get. Anything with a bao bun is definitely something I want to get.
Everything looks good.
Everything looks so good.
I like the cookie they have over at Grand Californian.
Yes.
The Lunar New Year cookie.
Yeah, they have the
so cute.
They have the holiday cart, and they always have, they change it out, but they have the big rat year of the rabbit little cookie there, which is,
well, it's like a, it looks like they took the Mickey ear cookie and then just added bunny ears on top. But the way they did it, it's just very, very cutely decorated.
I like it a lot. Very nice. So if you happen to be around the West Coast over at Disneyland, Shanghai Disney,
Hong Kong
Disneyland Resort, definitely check that out for the Lunar New Year. Now, everybody's been asking what's going on with Tron. And now we know what's going on with Tron after months and months of soft testing. And I can tell you that when we went in October, they were actually running the roller coaster.
Yes.
It was really cool to see it zip by. It just is super smooth. It's great. But we do have now Tron Light Cycle Run opens April 4th at Magic Kingdom there at the Walt Disney World Resort. And it's awesome. Our homie, Stephen Miller, happens to have a little write-up about it over at Disney Parks blog. And it's great. I love Tron as a kid. It captured my imagination. And even as an adult with a reboot with Tron Legacy, I really enjoyed that film. I wish there was more Tron in the parks. I think it's a really great way to incorporate futuristic looks and themes into Tomorrowland. Because it kind of needs it.
It needs a lot of it.
And Tron is great. And I think Tron would make an amazing Disney Plus series. I'm thinking Disney Plus series in the future for Tron. I know they did the animation, but I think live action is the way to go. So definitely check out that. And we look forward to
talking more. I wonder if we'll find out about the pass holder preview or something like that.
That would be great. I can't wait to hear more about that. All right. Before we get into our big announcement, we've been teasing. Why don't we talk about this, Kristen? Stay, play, and enjoy a Disney Dining promo card. It's a promo card, better than a birthday card, with a special offer for those of you going to the Walt Disney World Resort. Kristen, yes. Spill the beans on okay. This awesome deal, shall you?
So depending on where you stay, depends on how much you can get. But this is going to be good for the dates of most nights, July 1st through July 10th. Most nights, August 1st through September 14th. And that's going to be at the higher promo card amount. The lower promo amount is going to be most nights, June 25th through June 30th. And most nights, July 11th through July 31st. This is good at both deluxe, moderate, and your value resort. If you're staying at a value, it'll either be 30 or 50 or 35 or 50. And then moderate is 75 or 100. And then deluxes and villas are 125 or 150. So you have to stay at least, five night, four day package. Mm-hmm. However, you could do 10 nights and get a, $1,500 promo card to dine.
I'll take it. I'll take whatever kind of money you give me back to spend on food or whatnot at the resort level. I'll take it. Having Disney give you something back for doing something you're already going to do, bonus, I'll take it. So, gang, if you're booking your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or any cruise line for that matter, or even Adventures by Disney now that it's back up and running, and we love those Disney cruise lines, where can people email you to save time, money, and aggravation, and you can take care of all the magic for them?
ThemeParksAndCruises@gmail.com.
Before we get on to the rest of the news, shall we just lay it out there for everybody?
Yeah, but I have to say really quick, you've watched Turning Red too many times when you hear that beat in that and you're going, boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats. Just saying.
You said that the kids, Boo and Jack-Jack, our little girl and little boy, they love watching Turning Red. And every time Four Town comes out and you started saying, boots, cats, I was like, now I cannot stop thinking that. The little boom box thing, I cannot stop thinking about that. That's hilarious. And now everyone else will too when they hear this show. So speaking about this show.
Yes.
It's funny. You last week, let's preface this by saying, everybody here who's been subscribed to the show know that Boo and Jack-Jack had been in our lives since the pandemic. We've got these great kids being foster parents, and it's just been a wonderful, wonderful experience for us. And we're going to keep on being parents. We love being parents. With all of its challenges and everything, we love the kids. And never thought we'd be parents before, and it's awesome. And in doing that, during the pandemic that I started a podcast with former Disney creative director of special projects, Dave Bossert, animator, author extraordinaire, just a wonderful guy. And so Skull Rock Podcast is a show that I really enjoy doing. But in doing so, my role also increased producing two podcasts a week for Dining at Disney.
Yes.
It's a lot of shows.
It's a lot of shows. A lot of time that we don't have anymore.
Yeah. Especially with the two kids. So.
Oh, yeah. They're what takes up all the time.
So really, the big announcement is, gang, is that we are taking indefinite hiatus from the show. And so the 29th of January is the last recording for the Disney list. And it'll air on the 30th on Sorcerer Radio. And we recommend that everybody, thank you so much for subscribing to the show for all this time. The last couple shows will be great leading up to the Sorcerer Radio anniversary that happens in February. But have no fear, because we're going to continue to do the Disney list. We're going to continue to do Dining at Disney.
Yes.
And I'm going to continue to do Skull Rock Podcast with Dave. And so it's just been awesome to do this show, formerly WDW Tiki Room, since November.
Yes, of 09. Yeah.
So, yeah, I just hope that everybody had fun doing this show.
I mean, it's been 13 years, a long time.
It's been a long time. It's been a very long time. Matt Mason says, understandable, but thanks for the fun work you put out there for us. Yeah, man. Thanks. Gail, sad. It's sad. It's sad because we've been doing this show for so long, but I feel that we still are podcasting for the Sorcerer Radio. And as we move on from the Disney list, Dining at Disney, one episode of the two episodes we release every week will be on Sorcerer Radio. So you'll still hear us on Sorcerer Radio. We're still moderators on the Sorcerer Radio Facebook group, so we're not going away. It's just, something's got to give. Unfortunately, the show has got to give, at least for the time being. And I don't know, sometimes you see these podcasts, they go on these hiatus and they never come back. And that is definitely a possibility of that. But thank you. Thank you, everyone, for the love over the years that you've shown Kristen and myself, and all of the guests that we've had over the time, the Sorcerer Radio staff, of course, DJ Source, he's been unbelievable. We love being part of the Sorcerer Radio community. The community is really what got us started down this path of podcasting, because I left commercial radio. I literally left commercial radio and said, I'm done. And what happens? I left in September, October of 2009.
Yeah.
My radio job.
Yeah.
And then.
At least in September.
Yeah. And then I said, September. Then took a few months off and said, hey, I guess we can start a podcast, right? So, yeah, how about that? So that's the big announcement, gang. I'm sorry, but that's kind of where we're at. So do you have anything else you want to kind of mention about it? It's sad, but it's actually not sad because we're still podcasting.
Yes. If you miss us too much, you can definitely check out Dining at Disney, because we'll both be there.
Us. We'll both be there. And of course, Kat and Bubba is there. So we encourage everybody to please subscribe to the Dining at Disney podcast. We also encourage everybody to subscribe to Skull Rock Podcast with me and Dave. And thank you, Lindsay Marie, for being an awesome producer, executive producer for this show. And I say that now she's been one of our main supporters of all of our podcasts. But thank you, Lindsay. I know she's not watching the show right now, but she'll hear it. She'll see it later. So anyway, shall we continue on with the show?
She still has a little wee one.
Yeah, she's got a little baby to take care of too. We appreciate that.
That means late nights, early mornings, lack of sleep.
Hey gang, have you checked out the details on the World of Color 1 over at DCA? Check this out. So Disney One is going to be starting at California Adventure over there at Disneyland, debuting at the end of January, the 27th to be exact. As part of the Disney 100 celebration, Disneyland Resort will have a brand new nighttime spectacular, World of Color One. And this is all about Walt's legacy that began over a century ago. and it's got all of the Disney animated spectaculars represented in this show. Apparently, just a lot of clips. It says special offerings coming to the resort in honor of Walt Disney's 100th anniversary, including the debut of this wondrous journeys. It's also happening in Disneyland Park. So there's a little bit of that. And I take that back. It doesn't have all the films, but it does have some elements of the films in there. So that's pretty neat, don't you think?
Yes.
I can't wait to see that. It's been a while.
Yes, it has.
So speaking of Walt, so that's over Disney One over there at DCA. How about over there on the East Coast for Walt Disney World?
Color One.
Oh, is that what I said?
You said Disney One. It's World,
World of Color One. Yes. And now over there, Walt Disney World Resort on the East Coast. Now, check this out. Happily Ever After returns to Magic Kingdom on April 3rd. Featuring all new projections down Main Street, USA. Disney Enchantment will be offered through April 12th. Whether it's your first time in the park or it's your home away from home, get
April
ready.
April 2nd.
Did I say April 2nd? I'm sorry.
I said April 12th. It's April 2nd.
April 2nd. Get ready to reach out and find your happily ever after with us over at Cinderella Castle soon. That's pretty cool. And then over there, Epcot, we've got another nighttime spectacular. Epcot Forever, which was the interim show over World Showcase.
Epcot, it's returning.
It's going to return.
Yep. No more Harmonious. Its last performance will be on April 2nd.
Did you like Harmonious or Epcot Forever for better?
We didn't see Harmonious when we were there.
Oh, okay. I keep on getting that mixed up because I see it on YouTube.
Yeah, I have not seen. Actually, I don't think I've seen either of these. No, I have not seen either of these.
You see?
Because I won't watch videos.
So when we were there at the park, we had every intention to catch Epcot's nighttime spectacular. But because we had the kids with us, we went back to the room early.
Yes.
That's just what happened. Except one night we did catch the end of the nighttime spectacular over there at Magic Kingdom.
We did.
And the kids were insane. They were not happy because they were ready to go. Speaking of Magic Kingdom, Kristen, as we kind of wrap up this show, we have another meet and greet spot returning to Magic Kingdom.
It's about time.
Want to tell everybody about it?
Pete's Silly Sideshow will be returning.
Wasn't it sad when it was all shuttered down?
I know. It just looked very depressing to see that closed.
It sure was.
So it will be Minnie Magnifique. Thank you. Daisy Fortuna, the astounding Donald,
and Donaldo, the great Donaldo,
sorry. And the great Goofini.
Yeah, there you go. So another meet and greet for you. You got to love it. And I love their costumes there. If you haven't gotten your pictures over there with those characters and their special carnival costumes, you need to. It's pretty neat. So you got to be excited about this. And maybe one of these days for our other shows, I'll reach out to some of the voice actors for this. Because it's amazing. Disney announces a revival of Phineas and Ferb.
I am so glad.
I think they never should have taken this off the air.
No, it was so cute.
Right? So anyway, check this out. People are freaking out about it.
I mean, how can you not like Agent P, Perry the Platypus, Bean?
Oh, there you go. So they've got 40 more episodes of the popular show getting ready to be unleashed over the next couple years. So that's super cool. I am a big fan of Phineas and Ferb. I feel like that was kind of like the Disney Channel Simpsons. I feel like they had all kinds of just meta commentary. They're really fun. And I'm glad it's back. So looking forward to that.
Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Exactly. Okay, I never thought I'd say this, but here we are anyway. Avatar: The Way of the Water becomes the 7th highest grossing film of all time. Can you believe
really?
It?
Really?
Yeah. It was the biggest film of the year, and now it just passed one of the most famous movies of all time. The spot had previously belonged to Jurassic World, which made $1.6 billion at the box office. So the latest Avatar installment passed $1.7 billion as of last Sunday.
Who watches this?
Not me.
That's what I want to know. I don't know anybody that's like, I got to go see Avatar. Oh my gosh. I saw Avatar. It was amazing. I didn't even realize it was in theater. That's how nobody, I have heard nobody talking about Avatar.
Oh, there you go. All right. Last but not least for today, we've got a timeline and details for Tiana's Place, the restaurant for Tiana, which we love, coming to Disneyland. And that's awesome for people like you and I that are fans of Tiana and Princess of the Frog, Kristen.
It will be replacing the French Quarter.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that
or French
crazy?
Market. Sorry. French Market restaurant.
French Quarter.
French Quarter. I was thinking French Quarter restaurant, but it's not. It's French Market restaurant.
Absolutely. I love the fact that they got the Tiana's Place theming from the movie in that kind of warehouse vibe with the big, you know, the big front, the facade and everything that they have and the New Orleans look. So it looks very, very similar to Tiana's restaurant as was envisioned in Princess and the Frog. And I think that's wonderful, don't you think?
And it is going to be opening later this year. And then next year, you'll see Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Oh, there you go. The overlay of Splash Mountain is nearly complete. So another year for that. But we'll get the restaurant. And I cannot wait. And I told this to Dave. I can't wait to go over to the Disneyland side of things at some point. So one of these days we'll have to make it out there just so we can eat at Tiana's, where people come miles and miles to eat our food.
Yes.
I love that part. I love it. All right. Hey, gang. Those are our top 10 headlines for this week. Kind of a different format for the show. Thank you so much for hanging around till the end. As we have two more shows left before we take a permanent vacation. All right. Kristen, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you on the interwebs?
Dining@Disney.com on your favorite social media platforms, Dining at Disney, as well as on your favorite podcasting platforms. You can find Dining at Disney podcast that I do with Al John, Kat, and Bubba.
Nice. And if you're interested in booking travel, or you're booking your next Disney trip to Walt Disney World Resort, Disneyland Resort, any cruise line, Adventures by Disney, check out Kristen, because she has been booking trips for a long, long time. Second generation travel agent. Kristen, where can people email you for an awesome deal?
At themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Al John Go here. Don't forget, check me out on Instagram at Al John Go. You can also check out our other sister podcast, Skull Rock Podcast, with myself and Dave Bossert. Dave has spent decades working for Disney as the creator of special projects, director of special projects, animator, special effects animator, world-renowned author, just the best. Skull Rock Podcast, check it out. And we're talking about Walt's true life adventures and what's behind Walt Disney's true life adventures with Disney historian Ditya Gez this week. So be sure to check out that. All right. Once again, like us on all the socials. You know, two more shows left in the can for you. And then we're going to ride off into the sunset. So thank you so much for your support over all these years. And thank you for hanging out to the end. My name's Al John.
And I'm Kristen. And we'll see you real soon.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
Have a great week. We'll see you. Two more shows left. Bye.
Bye. I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney podcast. Every week I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney podcast, the happiest plate on earth.